من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى كافة الناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجب قال اللهم بارك لنا في رجب في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers, ulama ikram, we are all well aware that when any major occasion has to occur in any person's life, then the person anticipates it from long in advance, from months in advance. The person awaits it with great excitement. He makes detailed preparation for it. For any major event, a person will prepare for it for very long in advance. For any important occasion in his life, if a person is getting married, a youngster is getting married, then he will prepare for that moment of his nikah, for his marriage, for very long in advance. A student who is graduating will prepare for that moment of his graduation, for that day, for long in advance. Likewise, a person who is embarking on a business venture, he will ensure that his business plan is in place. He will consult widely with people who are in that field so that his business is a success, so that the marriage is a success, so that the person's graduation goes well. And even if a person is going on a holiday for months in advance, every minute detail of the holiday will be planned. Nothing will be left to the last minute. And to the extent of importance a person attaches to an event, to that extent he will engage in preparation for such an event. A believer, one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who has iman in his heart, he believes in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He understands that this life of this world is temporary. The life of this world will soon pass. He understands that the real life is the life of the akhirah. So for him, the most important events and occasions are those events and occasions which connect him to the akhirah. Those occasions which are an opportunity for him to increase his investment in the akhirah. These occasions will hold the most weight, the most value, and the most importance in the life of this person. His greatest preparation in this world will be for those events which advance the cause of his akhirah. And these are the occasions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to prepare for. Like this occasion of Ramadan, which is a few days away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to prepare for this occasion for months in advance. Sahaba radiallahu anhu narrates, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates that when Rajab commenced, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban. O Allah, bless us in this month of Rajab and Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ And make it such that we reach the month of Ramadan. Do not deprive us of witnessing this blessed month of Ramadan. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this dua? It was a teaching from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that you and I can inculcate in ourselves the importance of this month of Ramadan, to create a zeal and enthusiasm in the life of every ummati, that we make sufficient preparation for the month of Ramadan. If we don't have this yearning, the zeal, the enthusiasm for the month of Ramadan, then how can a person achieve what should have been achieved through the month of Ramadan? And to achieve the object of Ramadan, first the correct objective needs to be in front of a person. If a person has an objective in front of him, then inshallah he will work towards it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. He will achieve his object. But if a person doesn't know what is the object of an occasion, what should be achieved, then how can he achieve the objective? The example of many a person is like that of a traveler, a person who Allah gives the tawfiq, who he invites to his blessed lands of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara.
So the person goes on the safar, he returns, and someone asks him, it is inquired of him, that how was your umrah? How was it when you presented yourself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's your first trip to these blessed lands. So the person replies that I hadn't performed any umrah, I hadn't performed tawaf, I hadn't presented myself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is inquired of him that what did you dedicate the trip to? What did you make the trip for? So what reply does he give? That I dedicated the trip to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made so many khatams of the Quran, I read so many thousands of durood, I made so much adhkar, I dedicated so much time to perform lengthy rakats of nafil salah. So what will be said of this person? That he definitely achieved, he gained the thawab which should have been gained from these ibadat, but has he achieved the object of this trip to the holy lands? If he didn't perform umrah, he hadn't presented himself in front of the Rawdah Mubarak, then he had lost the object of this trip. In a similar fashion, many a time Ramadan arrives, Ramadan departs, but a person doesn't achieve what's supposed to have been achieved from the month of Ramadan. He keeps fast every day. Maybe he wakes up extra early, he performs tahajjud salah, he engages in lengthy rakats of salah at night after taraweeh salah, he recites many khatams of the Quran, but he misses the true object of the month of Ramadan. Yes, it was definitely a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase his ibadat in the month of Ramadan, but there's a greater goal behind this ibadah. The ibadah itself is not a ritual which needs to be practiced upon. And some will take the month of Ramadan to be a time of enjoyment, of play and amusement. He will have Ramadan parties, sehri parties, iftar parties, and he will pass his month, he will enjoy himself. His goal from this month of Ramadan was to enjoy himself, and he will achieve what he intended. But what is the actual object of this fast? After this entire exercise of waking up every morning for sehri, for performing taraweeh at night, engaging in ibadat, what should a person achieve? The ayah which was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says that siyam, fasting in this month, has been prescribed upon you, and it was prescribed on those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is the true object of the month of Ramadan, so that every one of us attains the wealth of taqwa. If a person made his intention, many people will make intentions from before the month of Ramadan begins, that he will wake up a few minutes early, perform a few rakats of tahajjud salah, he will make so many khatams of the Quran, daily he will recite so many paras, so many juz of the Quran, he will recite so much time he will dedicate to dhikr and adhkar, then inshallah Allah will make it possible, Allah will increase also, he will do more than what he had planned. But this is possible if he has an intention and he has some plan behind how he will achieve it. So if a person intends to do something, Allah will inshallah make it possible for him. If he intended to read 10 paras, 10 juz of the Quran daily, perhaps he will read more than that. He intended to perform 2 rakats of tahajjud salah. Allah will give him the tawfiq to make even more than that. And we tend to restrict Ramadan to these ritual ibadat. These are very great ibadat, but as it was mentioned, this is not the purpose and the maqsad of the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith Qudsi, which he narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that many a fasting person achieves nothing from his fast except hunger. So he wakes up, he abstains from food and drink the entire day, but all that he attains from this is hunger. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. And how many a person who stands up to perform taraweeh salah, performs tahajjud salah, but he achieves nothing from his nanti rakats of salah except a lack of sleep, except depriving himself of sleep. So how do we not fall in this pit of our ibadat not having any effect? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that our ibadat is dependent upon taqwa for acceptance. The purpose of this month of Ramadan, the purpose of fasting is to attain taqwa. And all our ibadat will only be accepted if a person has taqwa. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, who was known as Umar the Second, he had wrote to his governors in the various areas, advising them that I advise you to hold on to taqwa, because without taqwa, no good action which you perform will be accepted. Without taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give you reward for any actions which you engage in. And he ends his letter by saying there are many people who preach taqwa, many who speak about it, but there are very few people who practice upon it. This was in the era of the tabi'in, tabu' tabi'in. This was mentioned, that there are very people who adopt taqwa in their lives. So what will be the condition of you and I? Hazrat Amir bin Abdullah rahimahullah was a very pious person. At the time when his death approached, he was seen crying. So his family asked, they inquired of him, that why are you crying? You have lived such an envious life. You have dedicated your life to ibadat. What was his reply? That this ayah reduces me to tears. The fear of my ibadat being accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts ibadat of those who have taqwa. If a person doesn't have taqwa, his ibadah is not accepted. So the big question is that a few days remain for the month of Ramadan, for this important occasion. So what plan have we made to attain this taqwa in the month of Ramadan? This taqwa which will carry us through the remaining 11 months of the year. What is taqwa? How do we define taqwa? How do we understand taqwa? Taqwa is a close connection, an intimate connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah says his friends are those who have taqwa. Those who have taqwa are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is about building up a connection, a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand this, a simple example. If someone has a close friend, and this friend might not be in need of anything, he might have more belongings than this person, but from time to time he will buy a gift, he will wrap it up very nicely, he will present it in a very good manner. But the same person, if he comes across a beggar on the street, he will take out a few rands and give the beggar. He will not present it in such a good manner. He will not wrap it up. So what is the difference between it? He is giving his friend a gift. He is giving this beggar some handout, a few rands. The difference is the connection, the love the person has for the person. This cannot be seen. But the person understands the love, the connection which exists between him and his friend. So this is taqwa, a connection which exists between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of fasting, the purpose of engaging in ibadah is to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop such a connection that our salah is no more a ritual. We no more perform salah just because it is fard, but we perform salah because it brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We engage in the tilawah of the Quran Sharif because it strengthens our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person carries out his ibadat with this intention, then you will develop such a strong bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at every moment of his life, even if he is engaged in his dunyawi affairs, then too he is aware that at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he is doing, his actions. Allah even knows what is going through his heart, what is going through his mind, what plans he has. So how do we attain this taqwa? What is the means to attain this taqwa in the month of Ramadan? Ulama mentioned various actions through which a person can attain taqwa. The first is recitation of the Quran Sharif. Ulama explained that to test the level of love a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should test the connection he has with the Quran Sharif, his link and his bond with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent of how strong his bond is with the Quran, to that extent, his love and his connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person who has love for the Quran, he won't look for the fastest taraweeh, perhaps where he can't even hear the words which are being recited. But this taraweeh salah, standing behind the imam, will be a means of strengthening his bond and his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا كلام ربي. These are the words of my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Quran which was revealed to the Lawh-e Mahfuz in the month of Ramadan, and from there over a period of 23 years it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This month of Ramadan was chosen for the Quran. Every year during the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam. And the final year of his life before he left this world, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Quran twice to Jibreel alayhi salam. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah says this month of Ramadan was chosen for the revelation of the Quran. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, his practice out of the month of Ramadan was to recite approximately 10 juz, 10 paras of the Quran daily. Every 3 days he would complete a khatam of the Quran. In out of Ramadan, every week he would complete a khatam, approximately seven juz of the Quran a day. And in Ramadan, he would increase it every 3 days. He would complete a recitation of the Quran. Imam Malik rahimahullah, it is mentioned regarding him, يَفِرُّ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ الْحَدِيثِ وَمُجَالَسَةِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, that when the month of Ramadan approached, he had dedicated the rest of his life to deen, to the various sciences of deen, to ahadith. But when the month of Ramadan came, then he would distance himself from the gatherings of ilm, the gatherings of knowledge. وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ مِنَ الْمُصْحَفِ, and he would dedicate the month of Ramadan to recite the Quran Sharif from the Mus'haf, from the actual Quran. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, it's mentioned regarding him that when the month of Ramadan came, he was a great worshipper, but when the month of Ramadan came, he left out all extra nawafil ibadat, and he would dedicate himself to engaging in tilawa of the Quran Sharif. It's mentioned regarding Imam Bukhari rahimahullah that he is to lead his students in Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan, and he is to read approximately 20 ayat of the Quran in every rakat. This is approximately double what we normally recite in a rakat. So he would complete 2 khatams of the Quran in Taraweeh Salah. And then every three nights in Tahajjud, he would complete a complete khatam of the Quran. And during the day, every day he would complete 1 khatam. So 30 khatams of the Quran during the day, 10 khatams of the Quran in Tahajjud Salah, another 2 khatams of the Quran in Taraweeh Salah. This is how the Salaf, the pious of the past, used to spend the Ramadan. Likewise, it's mentioned regarding Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind, Hazrat Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan rahimahullah, that the entire night of Ramadan, he is to get Huffaz, they is to line up. One by one, he is to put them front, put them forward, and they is to engage in recitation of the Quran Sharif in Salah. And this is how he is to pass his entire night in the month of Ramadan. And to enhance the quality of the Quran Sharif, to enhance the effect of the Quran on creating this bond of a person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some portion of the Quran must be read with pondering over the meaning of the Quran, making tadabbur on the words of the Quran. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions under the tafsir, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi. Allah says that we reveal this Quran to you so that you may ponder over the words of the Quran, over the ayat, over the meaning of the Quran. Imam Qurtubi mentions that it is necessary for every person to understand the meaning and the message of the Quran. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu an, he had mentioned to his students that I prefer reciting Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, approximately 4 paras of the Quran, in such a manner that I ponder and I reflect over the meanings of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I prefer reciting these 4 juz in this manner than reciting the entire Quran in such a way that I just read through it and I don't ponder over the meaning of the Quran. So one student mentioned to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, that I complete a khatam of the Quran every 3 days. I recite 10 juz of the Quran every day. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu an replied, I prefer reading Surah Baqarah slowly with pondering over the meanings of the words in one night than reading 10 juz of the Quran. Allah even complains in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا, that why do the people not ponder over the meanings of the Quran? Do they have locks on their heart which stop them, which prevent them from pondering over the meanings of the Quran? Hazrat Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu an, on one occasion he went to visit his aunt, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha. So he went to her door and he heard her reciting, repeating 1 ayah of the Quran. And he stood there, waited for a little while, and she continued repeating this 1 ayah of the Quran. So he mentions that he went to the marketplace, he fulfilled whatever need he needed to fulfill. And after a lengthy period of time, he returned back to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. And when he reached the door again, he heard her. She was still engaged in reciting this 1 verse of the Quran, repeating the 1 ayah of the Quran. This was the level of how Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to ponder over the meaning of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is reported, some narrations say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this in salah it was. He spent the entire night reciting, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكُ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Through this 1 ayah, he built his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He begged from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only for himself, but for every ummati of his, for you and I till the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through reciting one ayah of the Quran the entire night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to attain the wealth of taqwa through the month of Ramadan, to understand what is the purpose of this month of Ramadan, to build such a connection with Allah that it carries us through the remaining 11 months of the year. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.
أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأفردهم زيد بن ثابت وأقرأهم أبي بن كعب ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم التنزيل: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوًا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت
فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين